research shows that communication is broken down into two main types, and that is verbal and nonverbal. So if I were to draw a big circle here, can you picture this circle? And if this is a pie of communication, what percentage would you say is words? So if you're going to do a slice of the pie, what percentage is words? Go ahead and throw that in the chat. Like this big pie, what percentage is communicated? Okay, good. Tons, 20, 93%. Oh, no, that was nonverbal. Okay. Awesome. It's actually 7%, all right? This teeny tiny piece of the pie is 7% of our words. So that is huge as we're communicating because we're doing so much through text, so much through email, and people are missing all of the other aspects of how we're communicating. So 38% is our tone. So when you're bossing people around, like I said, it's just you gotta do, and it's all in that tone, be aware, 38% of the tone and 55% is the body language, all right? It's that snarky, that little lip going up, the eyebrows, the are you kidding me look, are you an idiot look, did you leave your brain at breakfast look, all of those are being communicated. So our body has a loud mouth. Verbal communication includes writing and reading and oral, which is speaking and listening, but nonverbal includes facial expressions, gestures, your body language, touch, your silence even. When someone asks you a question and you just kind of stand there staring like, wait, what? What just came out of your mouth? Everything. As a leader, you are communicating all the time. Your body has a loud mouth, and you are setting a tone when you walk in the room. Think about that. What tone am I setting? Are you the chihuahua that's just running around everywhere? Are you the swan that's gliding through the ripples? And you might be paddling as fast as you possibly can, but you're just going across the waters, and you are calmly letting people know what to do and asking them great questions. You are setting the tone. So in this exercise, snag your blue light glasses, snap them on there, write down three communication, like specific communication barriers that you are dealing with right now in your workplace. Like, what am I dealing with right now? Some of you, as soon as I said, are you dealing with a dysfunction? Are you dealing with, you know, that culture of fear? You're like, yes, I agree. Like, okay, no communication, right? Same, okay, remotely, okay, working, yeah, the nonverbals, right? It's lonely out here in our virtual world, yes. Okay. Siloed communication, awesome. Keep them going, but also put it on a piece of paper because we're going to be talking about this later. You want to talk to your supervisor. You want to talk to your leaders. And if you're the leader, you want to talk to your team about, look at all of these. Like, write them down. Snap some pictures of what's going on. There's a lot of issues. There's a big gap that we need to fill here.